This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago, where last hour storm sirens and cell phone alerts were activated about a tornado warning in Chicago's western suburbs. A wind gust of 58 miles per hour has been recorded at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. CBS 2 Chicago meteorologist Mary Kay Kleist.
The big issue is the damaging wind threat. So as we go through time this evening, we are going to be watching this cell move into Cook County. These orange boxes around Cook County indicating a severe thunderstorm warning.
The storm is in the heart of Chicago now, and it's near north suburbs. The area is recovering from 11 confirmed twisters just two nights ago. An architect on New York's Long Island has been arrested and charged with three of the Gilgo Beach murders a decade ago. The suspect is Rex Howerman.
Rex Howerman is a demon that walks among us, a predator that ruined families.
Prosecutors said investigators were led to Howerman initially after a witness reported seeing a pickup truck when one of the victims disappeared in 2010. Investigators later recovered his DNA from a pizza crust he discarded in Manhattan and matched it to genetic material found on the bodies. They also linked him to other evidence, including burner phones used to arrange meetings with the victims.
That's CBS's Meg Oliver reporting. Dangerous temperatures have been baking much of the country, with over 100 million Americans under heat alerts from Washington State to Florida. CBS's Danya Backus.
This is about as bad as it can get, yeah.
If you thought it was hot already, it's about to get worse. These workers installing new air conditioners in the blazing sun.
There is no shade up there. There's no shade.
The heat dome out west, sending temperatures across California soaring into the triple digits.
UPS employees are getting ready in case they need to soon go on strike. KOVR-TV's Dominic Garcia in Sacramento.
Who are we? Teamsters! Who are we? Teamsters!
It looked and sounded like the real thing.
Carol, tell me!
Hey, yeah.
But this picket was only a practice.
We want, you know, UPS to understand that this is a serious issue and we're running out of time. We need a contract by the end of the month.
Other UPS workers are doing the same thing across the country. Negotiations have come to a standstill between employees and UPS. Workers are fighting for more full-time jobs and an end to forced overtime, as well as better health benefits and working conditions.
The Mega Millions jackpot for tonight's drawing grew to $560 million, the seventh highest. The winning Mega Millions numbers are 10, 51, 24, 66, 48. Gold Mega Ball is 15. Another chance for a big jackpot, the Powerball drawing tomorrow night, $875 million. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs? Yes.
Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I saw it go. What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time? I saw it go. 844-96-PARTY, what is it?
I saw it go. Write it down, 608-237-9163. Call now.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin, and happy Friday. And we basically have back-to-back guests all day today, which is going to make for a great show, a great Friday. And I'm not even going to beat around the bush because we only have our first guest for a short period of time. And I want to make sure to get as many questions in as possible. But I'm so excited to have Melissa Temple, who has been probably more in more of the news and national news than you probably ever thought you ever would be. Right, Melissa?
That's for sure. Yes.
Hi. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm especially considering, you know, if I was you, 2 days after what Wednesday probably was, it's just like, I want to hibernate for a while. So we really appreciate you jumping on the phone with us this morning. And so I guess just to start off with, to have a little exercise that I'm sure you've done with your first graders in the past. Is there any feeling words you want to identify?
Oh, my God. I don't know if this is a feeling word, but I think I'm kind of in denial and I'm a little shocked about what's happening right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that leads to my kind of next question as far as this, because it's been since March that everything started.
Yeah, it was March 21st is when I tweeted the first time.
And I guess in this, did you always kind of think that there was a chance that you were going to keep teaching? And is this the outcome that you thought was going to happen? Or is it something that is still feels like you said, just surprising?
I'm just good at burying my feelings. I always thought there was a little bit of a chance that I was going to keep my job, but in the beginning I definitely didn't think that they were going to take it to this level. I don't even use Twitter. I don't even know how. I had to ask my teenage daughters, how do I see when someone mentions my name? Yeah. So I had a Twitter account because during Act 10, I was driving to Madison and people were at that point using Twitter to post here's where there's free pizza from Ian, you know? So I made an account so that I could communicate with what's happening at the rallies in Madison, you know? And then I just left it for years. So, yeah.
And so I guess that's really interesting because I hadn't even thought about that as far as if you can take me back to when the Rainbow Land and the song and the decision, because that's basically what's come down. I feel like there's conversations that are around the song. And I think the bigger conversation that's happening, not only just in Waukesha School District, but across the state, across the country with LGBTQ policies coming into place. But this is also a First Amendment rights what are you allowed to say, what are you not allowed to say on your time as a teacher? And so I guess when you were obviously very frustrated with what happened at school regarding the song, is it was like the tweet just kind of like a knee jerk reaction of like, I don't know what else to do? Or like, what was kind of like the initial motivation to like get the information out there?
No, 100%.
Yeah.
It was 100%. Like, I can tell you exactly what happened. The music teacher wanted to collaborate with us this year. You know, he had a music program. He asked us what songs we sang songs in my first grade, you know, and he sang songs in his class. So he was like, hey, it probably doesn't look good if you guys are singing songs and I'm singing songs and like, I'm not involved, you know, but the music program was 100% his thing, you know? And so when he came up with the song and everything, and we thought it was awesome, but then when he told us it wasn't allowed, I said, this is crazy. Like, this policy on the controversial content has gone to this next level. And like, this is so ridiculous. Like, I knew people were going to be interested to hear how the extent of how they were applying this policy. And so I said to the music teacher, I was like, I'm telling Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton on them, because I'm a first grade teacher and that's what I do. I tell on people. And so I just said, like, look at this is so ridiculous, you know? And that was one of the things that was really frustrating, is that during the hearing the day before yesterday, they kept saying like, why did you make your complaint? You made a complaint. I'm like, no, I'm not making a complaint. I'm telling people things that have happened on my personal time. You know, it was like 7 p.m. at night. None of the tweets that I made were during the school day. None of the comments. I have 24 6-year-olds in the classroom. Tell me when I'm going to go look at my Twitter account.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even check my work email during the day. You know, like, you need to call my room if you want to tell me. So I don't even look at my text messages. Like, my friends are like, okay, she's gone, you know, from 8 to 4. Don't expect to like make any plans until after the kids leave. So, it was just crazy that they tried to allege that I was speaking on my own, you know, during my work time or as part of my official duties and all that stuff.
And so I guess we're talking to Melissa Temple, who is, I guess, I hate to put it in such a blunt term, but a former Waukesha teacher.
Okay.
As
my email account and my...
Yeah. I think the thing, because I do want to get back, for people to understand what the controversial content policy is, but I think I also want to highlight for people who may... And I highlighted this because I did make a video. I made a couple videos about this at Journal Sentinel. But I just want to highlight for people who may have not understood your background as a teacher. You've been teaching for 23 years. You're a national board certified teacher. You were rated distinguished educator by your administrators for 3 years in a row. You were named outstanding educator by Wisconsin Badgers Athletics and Wisconsin Education Association for Council. You're a dual language, and you've never prior to this had any disciplinary action in your entire career. Is all of that accurate?
It's 100% accurate.
And so...
Yeah. I also won a bunch of other awards that I didn't talk about.
You didn't talk about. So you are good at this.
They're controversial.
Yes.
Inclusive. What?
But I said, so you were, so it's suffice to say that you were good at your job. And simultaneously...
Well, thank you.
It is... Tell us a little bit more about the controversy content policy, and that is kind of the umbrella of what was decided, because what made the decision about Rainbowland.
Sure. Well, we still don't have the facts about exactly if the controversial issue policy applied to Rainbowland, but
okay,
that is definitely what I thought was happening when I made the tweet.
Okay.
We were told, like, starting way back 2 years ago, we were told we can't have any signs that could be seen as controversial in our classrooms. So it was Black Lives Matter. I believe that was right after George Floyd was murdered. And, you know, we couldn't have Black Lives Matter. We couldn't have thin blue line signs, which I was like, okay, you know, I don't agree with that, but, like, I understand why that could be seen as political to, you know, others. And then, though, the part that really got me tripped up when we got that notice was that they also said we can't have a sign that says anti-racist classroom, which I just it like blew my mind to the point where I was like, I don't know if I can work for a place that says I can't say I identify as a woman of color. I'm half Korean, right? Mm-hmm. So like in your own workplace, you're not allowed to say that like you're against racism. It was just super weird to me. And that's when I started connecting with the Parent Alliance, because I was like, who's fighting this? You know, this is just the most ludicrous. But then they just kept going with it. And so then eventually they did change the policies to say that you can't have anything in the classroom that's controversial. You can't have a sign that has a rainbow on it if it says all are welcome here. You can't have safe space stickers that are historically known as a place to, you know, make everyone feel inclusive, and a way to marker yourself as somebody who is compassionate and understanding towards different marginalized groups, you know, including the LGBTQ community. So it just kind of spiraled out of control. And that's why when we got to the Rainbow Land thing, I was like, people are going to be really interested to know what's going on here.
Well, and that's the thing that I think it comes down to, there was either like the argument that you should have kept it in-house and raised your concerns to the school and to your principal and to the board and everything like that. But I kind of, on your behalf, I was trying not to speak for you, but as we were talking about this yesterday, it seems like it snowballed. And so it wasn't just the one incident of Rainbow Land. It was kind of what you just said. It was like thing after thing after thing where it starts to feel like more people need to know that this is happening. Is that a correct kind of assessment of how it escalated?
I mean, that's my goal with all of this, is to help people understand that this isn't just happening in Florida or like Georgia or Texas. Like, this is happening here in Wisconsin. And yeah, it's Waukesha. And yeah, Waukesha has a reputation, right? But there are also really awesome people in Waukesha that don't want this to happen. There's also all these little districts that you see around Waukesha that are now doing these copycat policies. And I'm sure you've seen some of them. And it's just horrific. Like, you know, bathroom policies, mm-hmm. policies about what sports you can play. They're removing signs that promote inclusivity in some districts. And that's all happened in the past couple months since I was put on leave. So it's quickly, you know, moving in the wrong direction. And I think people oftentimes say, oh, well, yeah, of course that's happening. You know, Florida Man, of course, you know, but it's not like that anymore. It's really, you know, coming to a really disturbing and scary level.
And that's what we were talking
about. Like right before the...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, right before I was put on leave, we were also told we can't use student names or pronouns unless they're the same as the ones listed on their official documents. And that there was never any communication to parents that one day your child could be called their preferred name and the next day they were going to be back to using their dead name. They never even told parents that. And when I brought it to the attention of the superintendent, he said, well, we gave them a copy of the policy. I'm like, so you expect parents to like read through this mumbo jumbo, you know, academic policy stuff? You need to give them a heads up and let them know what's happening. This is damaging to our kids.
Absolutely. Melissa, can you stick around for another segment?
Sure.
But
I want to give a shout out to my student Audrey because she bought me 2 donuts.
Good job, Audrey. All right, we got to take a break. Melissa Temple will still be here when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We are enough in you.
It's not just about the barrels in construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective.
Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 64
overnight
under overcast skies
with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour.
Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 84. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun.
Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night.
Lows dip down to about 61.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Monday. Mark from the SAC.
Yeah, and let's not forget, it wasn't just African-Americans that served with distinction in World War II. It was also Japanese-Americans that came from the internment camps to serve in the United for the United States, not only in Europe, but also in the European, the Pacific field of operations. And many of them served heroically there as well. But I don't, the Republicans are just completely out. They've lost it, as you said. I mean, and Tom Tiffany apparently said he questioned whether he would support aid going to England during World War II. Prior to the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, that, you know, and it is just, I mean, that if you can't answer that question today and just say Nazism is bad, that you've got no business in public office at all, and you should be called out on that as well. I mean, that saying that, it means you support white supremacy and you support Nazis. I mean, he maybe he's too stupid to understand that, but I mean, that it's something, a question he should be confronted with. You mean that because these clones are just clones. They're trying to beat the abortion issue, and it is just ridiculous. I mean, we got Mike Pence now saying that women should be required to carry a dead baby in their womb. That it's just ridiculous. And I don't know who they think they're fooling. And, you know, that it's an ever declining batch of people that think like that. And but they seem to think that they need to give those people service rather than the people of the United States and our U.S. military. As you said, some of these women, their lives are at risk, and that, and these same Republicans are probably be denying these women free access to birth control. I mean, it is just
right. Here's the thing:
it staggers my imagination.
Yeah, Mark, thanks for calling in. Here's the thing, and I don't think we need to gild the lily on this. I mean, Tom Tiffany, voted against any military aid to Ukraine. And B has voted for a defense appropriation bill, that would outlaw the government, say the Army, helping with transportation for a female enlisted soldier. They don't make hardly any money, believe me, going somewhere to be treated if her life's in danger. You've got to focus on something. There are right now something like 14 states that have outlawed abortion, and they are the home of 70 million Americans. We have about 340 million people in this country, so a little over 20% of the country. We have Army bases in a lot of these places. We have Navy personnel in the ones where there are ports. This is very serious. If a woman in the Army is stationed, you know, Fort Sill, Oklahoma, I had a buddy, did artillery training in Fort Sill, Oklahoma, still artillery out there. And there are women out there. If you're an E1 or an E2, enlisted one, enlisted two, you make no money. If you go in, the doctor says you have sepsis or you have an ectopic pregnancy and your life is in danger. the Army can't let her on standby get a plane out of Oklahoma. You know, now, I mean, not all these states is it a short drive to an adjacent legal state. They are micromanaging our military. Congress should not be micromanaging our military. Some of them are draft dodgers and many of them are chicken hawks. The first sound of a shot fired in anger, they'd be groveling on the floor. So who said they can be doing this? They should decide how much money in good faith we should allocate to the military. Right now it's $880 million, $1 billion, to buy planes and ships and guns, ammo, pay soldiers and sailors, and then step back. The president of the United States is the commander in chief, not them, not these chicken hawks. Going to the lines, Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
Oh, man, it just gets worse every day. I hate to tell you, great show as usual and great callers. And I have to say that, you know what, I look at them now, you know, I can't even stand to watch them talk anymore. You know, I always watch live for many years, and I've never seen the degradation of the people that are serving on the Republican Party. To me, they're like a bunch of animals. I'm serious about this. They attack anybody that don't kowtow to them, and they, if it's a war against anybody who is not a white male. This is a war on women. There's plenty of women who get raped in the military. Maybe not in their, but while they are in the military, what are they going to do about that? I mean, they're just sick. I don't get this. I have never seen these type of animalistic behaviors. They don't do anything worthwhile. They have no brains in their head. They don't try to talk with people and say, okay, how do we fix the issues that people in our country are concerned about? They want to go after women. You better have a goddamn baby. You don't have insurance. Tough tomatoes. You end up on the street. Too bad for you. We don't take care of kids. Goddamn Johnson from Wisconsin. I mean, these people are, I'm sorry to call it that, but it's from my own opinion and my upbringing and teaching kids in Sunday school, Bible school. These people are evil. I'm sorry. All they do is go after people. They never try to raise people up. They never try to look for goodness in people. They're just spewing out all this ugly, terroristic behaviors and hurting our country significantly. Sorry, Matt, I couldn't hold it. I had to spew it out on Friday. So thank you very much. This is horrifying. I challenge everybody to watch these people in meetings, real meetings, and see how ridiculous they are. Thank you, Matt. You have a good weekend. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Jane. Your calls are the best. The highlight of my day. I see the rest of you on the lines. We're going to a break. Do not hang up. It's a direct order. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
She's got a ticket to ride. And she don't care.
Summer, 540 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 a.m. WAUK.
CBS News Brief. We are waiting for word if there's a winner in tonight's $500 million-plus Mega Millions lottery. If this guy has the numbers 10, 51, 24, 66, 48, and gold Mega Ball 15, well, then he is ready.
I just travel. Have a blast, man. Spend it.
You're not investing.
No. Oh, I'm spending it. I'll never work a day again in my life.
Sounds like a plan. And if he doesn't win tonight, well, there's Saturday's Powerball. That's worth $875 million. A New York City architect is formally charged with three long unsolved notorious killings on Long Island.
He's been indicted in a grand jury presentation by the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office for the murders of Melissa Bartholomew, Megan Waterman, and Amber Costello.
Suffolk County DA Raymond Tierney. With all that heat in much of the country, some advice for coping in Tulsa.
Drink water, stay in the shade. If you don't need to be out here, stay inside.
CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
It's the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series at the Waukesha County Fair, Thursday, July 20th on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage, featuring Iron Plow, Karma Shotgun, and Talon. Music starts at 7:30, hosted by WAUK's Don Brown. The Waukesha County Fair on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage. Find more info at guitars4vets.org. Presented by WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes! That's awesome!
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-278. Now we go right to the lines. Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling us from today, Bob of Madison.
Okay, yeah, I'm defamation on my mind and Fox News on my mind, and they've already got a $1 billion lawsuit against them, and Spartanmatic is another $2 billion, and the other small, the Epps thing and so forth. Is it possible with enough defamation lawsuits to declare them an illegal organization the way they did the Trump Organization in New York? I'm just wondering, is there a way to take down Fox for all their lies, demonstrate them in court, and create a bunch of defamation lawsuits and bankrupt the whole gizmo? Is that a ridiculous idea, or how possible is that, in your opinion?
That's very creative. All right, let me deconstruct that and also give a little more background in what Bob Madison just said. Very important issue. Fox right now is now facing, as of the other day, two major defamation lawsuits. One of them had been filed by Smartmatic, as Bob said, at $2.7 billion, because Tucker Carlson and all of their hosts went on the air and lied, said that Smartmatic's technology could be hacked and that it was unreliable. When you say that about a company's core business, that's a death sentence. They start losing an awful lot of customers. So they sued. Fox already has paid what, $790 million or $800 million to Dominion for lying. And now Smartmatic is 2.7. That's what they're asking. Doesn't mean they're going to get all of that. They fired Tucker Carlson. But they're at it again. Here's the second lawsuit referenced by Bob Madison. They've just been sued by James Ray Epps Sr. Who's James Ray Epps Sr.? James Ray Epps Sr., I believe he still lives in Arizona, is a guy who watches only Fox, and he watched it, and he was convinced by Fox and by Trump that there'd been fraud in the election and Trump actually won it. Of course, that's false. The fraud came from Trump himself. Trump lost it by seven million votes nationally, about 30 electoral votes, maybe a little more, 40. Anyways, maybe 60. Biden got about 306 electoral votes. He only needed 270. In any event, James Ray Epps Sr., based on the misinformation from Fox and from Trump, went to Washington, D.C. for January 6th. He listened to Trump. He went up to the Capitol. I don't believe he's been convicted. I don't believe he did anything wrong, but he got swept up in the whole thing. Well, Tucker Carlson, when January 6th fell apart, Tucker Carlson, by the way, I've never met the guy, but this is a seriously deranged guy. I mean, he just will flat out lie, even in the background of his emails and what he says to staff. He knows he's lying. He thinks this is just entertainment, not news, and he can lie and people will like it. Problem is, a lot of them believe it. Anyway, he goes on the air, Tucker Carlson, and he goes, "There is a man named James Ray Epps Sr. He was an undercover federal agent." and he and other undercover federal agents ginned up January 6th, not Trump supporters. That's what he said. Now, first of all, that endangered James Ray Epps Sr. Guys look at him and say, "What? You're a Fed?" You know, I mean, that's a very, very dangerous thing. Secondly, it was false. James Ray Epps Sr. had nothing to do with the Feds. He was a Trump supporter. So what happens is other media asked the federal government. They look at him. They say, "We never heard of this guy. He's not one of us. We didn't gin this thing up." But Tucker Carlson kept saying the FBI did it and James Ray Epps Sr. did it. How the hell he came up with some obscure guy, I don't know. But it wasn't funny to James Ray Epps Sr. It was not funny to him. So he sued Tucker Carlson and he sued Fox, and he wants a lot of money. Now, he's not going to get $790 million. It's what his reputation is worth. He clearly was lying and he clearly has been damaged. I mean, people won't associate with him, I think. But what's that worth? It's whatever jury says it's worth. But even if he gets a couple of million bucks, that ain't chump change. So that's what's going on with Fox. But the thing that kills me about it, that kills me about Fox, they pay and Bob and Madison asked, can the mere fact of the filing of a lawsuit help shut a company down? The answer is no. Back prior to the early 70s, if you started a lawsuit against somebody, say they owed you money or something, you could freeze their bank accounts, believe it or not, in some states. And it puts a lot of pressure on them. And finally, about 50 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court said, no, you can't have some anticipatory remedy like that that just freezes a guy. There has to be an actual judgment that said he owes you the money, because he might not owe you the money. So you can't, just because they're sued. I suppose one exception is you could talk about this FCC license, but even that, I do not think that the Supreme Court, and I wouldn't countenance saying, all right, just because somebody sues somebody, you shut them down. Otherwise, billionaires would be suing Democratic news installations all the time. So no, you can't do that. However, Tucker, how much does Tucker Carlson have to lie and Fox hosts have to lie? And how much money do they have to pay before they stop lying? they are still lying about Biden and China, Joe Biden. They are saying there is a secret informant who has testified that Joe Biden got money from China. This secret informant, this gal left, was a Chinese spy himself. China planted him to say that. He was indicted on 6 or 8 felony counts in the Southern District of New York, arrested in Cyprus because we have an extradition treaty. Everybody in Europe is very, very liberal on bail. They let him out and he disappeared. He's on the lam. We're hunting for him. We are hunting for him. Fox is still doesn't say any of that. Fox will still say, well, there's a reliable informant. And Comer, this guy from Kentucky, and I told you earlier, is one of the ones who voted to cut off all aid to Ukraine. He's going, well, we remember he gave a statement back a couple of months ago. He said, there's an informant who said this. He said, we're trying to get hold of him. Remember, these people in the spy business, they don't stay put in one place very long. This is a guy who is indicted as a Chinese spy. And then Nancy Mace, even, who comes across, she's from South Carolina, Republican, a pain in the neck. She comes out trying to be moderate, and she goes, well, he was indicted to shut him up. Now, wait a minute. He was a Chinese spy. Okay. He violated American law. He also was an arms dealer in the United Arab Emirates in Kenya. That's in the indictment. What? They're not supposed to indict him because the Chinese put him up to line and Fox puts him on. I have a question. What's happened to the Republican Party? What's happened to the Republican Party I knew as a kid? Dwight Eisenhower was a well-respected figure. Ronald Reagan was a well-respected figure. Tommy Thompson was a well-respected figure. Lee Dreyfus was a well-respected figure. Warren Knowles was a well-respected figure. They didn't do this kind of stuff. Did it start with Scott Walker? It was Scott Walker, but I think it started before that. Newt Gingrich, maybe. But somewhere along the line, they end up with Trump. And now it's not just Trump. These people are coming across like people in Village of the Damned. I have not seen the recent Village of the Damned, but in the 60s, there was a Village of the Damned, and everybody walked around looking perfectly normal in an American town. Suddenly, with some signal, they stand still like statues, and then their eyes start to sparkle. It really, it was a very, very, very creepy thing. That's what the Republicans are like now, except for Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, most of them. They won't promote our military officers. They will not vote for money for any reason unless we now get rid of the debt deal, which we just terminated, which just concluded, I should say. They are trying to micromanage all of human conduct by the power of the purse and by saying we're going to throw us into bankruptcy. What happened? What happened? And Fox is still enabling them. What, $790 million isn't enough? Didn't that get take a hit? I mean, you fire Tucker Carlson, Smartmatic, and this guy Epps are suing you, and you're still lying about Joe Biden, still lying about China. Why don't you do a segment on the guy, that the Chinese spy who's behind it? I'd like to see that. Why don't you do that? We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us Monday, Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I wish it was only Fox News, but you have right-wing cogs in this state that bought into the big lie. The list goes on and on, Gableman, Voss. Heck, we got an elected senator that he's presented with the big lie and congressional delegation and everything else. So, but on the plus side here, I think civic media is a step in the right direction. You're getting local radio back, which helps on the local political end, and basically people are able to hear the truth. People are able to call in here, like Jeannie from Eau Claire and other callers, and voice their opinions. And I think that's really going to help get the truth out there anyway, because you can't keep going on this way in my mind. I think for me, the thing that helped Judge Janet get on the Supreme Court was the three that were on there. Well, it was four of them that completely lied about the election and sided with Trump. So civic media is a big shout out to the people that put this together. It's a big deal. You've lost a lot of your local papers and news. And so basically today, I just want to give a shout out to your callers and civic media, getting the truth out. And I think Judge Janet's a big step in the right direction. So happy Friday to you, Matt, and thanks for you and your callers. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Paul. Listen, we really appreciate that. We're real proud of civic media and the owners. Sage Weil and Mike Crudy do a hell of a job. And so do all the announcers. My friend Dot Albo just leading into my show, Devil's Advocate, Diamond Crew that have come after me, and all the other hosts. We really appreciate our callers. We really appreciate you. And I really appreciate it. Thank you. Going back to the lines, Aiden of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Aiden, what's in your mind today?
Hi. Yeah, just wanted to let you know, I was just at the Sauk County Fair, and it was interesting. I went to the Democratic Party booth, and I went to the Republican Party booth. Stark difference from both. At the Democratic Party booth, they had giving out, you know, stickers that say, you know, go vote, that sort of thing. And then you could also write on a post-it what issues you stood for, things like that. At the Republican Party booth, they had four petitions you could sign, of course. Can you guess what they were? We got one for going after Hunter Biden, because I said, why are, you know, I sort of acted dumb, and I was like, oh, why are we going after Hunter? And he's like, well, his taxes, that sort of thing. Then the second one was, of course, allowing, keeping girls in sports, only girls that are born a female or whatever. The third one was keeping our border, you know, closed for, you know, whatever reason. And then the fourth one, I believe, was something to do with the military. But it was just, you know, they're getting you. And I said, where do these things go? You know, where what happens if I, you know, if I sign up? Oh, they go to Ron Johnson. We send them over to Ron, and he takes a look at them. It's like, come on.
Aiden, I love your call. I got to go to a break right now. Be sure to call a lot in the future. That's actually very valuable field research. Appreciate your call. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. 20th century.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for isolated rain showers overnight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 64. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles an hour. More clouds than sun tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 84. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 61. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to alert you to something that's going on in Florida. Remember how many times have we said fascism creeps in on little cat's feet? Well, it's creeping in rather quickly. Down in Florida, after a lot of repressive legislation, all of which would have been stopped if we had a Voting Rights Act, H.R. 1 and S.B. 1, Republicans filibustered it. We could have gotten rid of the filibuster just for that bill if Manchin and Sinema had gone along. They refused to go along. And here's an example of what's going on. Florida has a program to go after voter registration groups that reach out in minority communities. In the last less than two years, so it'd be October of 22 to, what is this, July of 23, less than 1 year, they have fined voter registration groups that reach out to minorities more than $100,000. Now, many of these groups, take something like the League of Women Voters, and I don't know if that was one of the ones that was fined or not, but it's very, very hard to raise money. Everybody that I know gets emails all the time saying, you know, contribute to my campaign. To give money to a voter registration group is very important, but not everybody does it. When you nick them for $100,000, you can put them out of business. And here's an example, one of the top reasons they were fined. Because they were fined because somebody that they counseled submitted an application to vote to the wrong county. You know, not that it was somehow wrong in other respects. This is an eligible voter, but it was the wrong county. Well, let me ask you a question. If you live in Bayside, Wisconsin, suburb of Milwaukee to the north, just north of Fox Point, if somebody asked you, do you live in Ozaukee County or Milwaukee County? You could be in either county in that town, in that that village. I don't know what they call it. It's very small. There are ambiguities. A lot of people I talk to say, I say, who's your congressman? They don't know. Who's your state senator? Who's your member of the assembly? To find these people is wrong. But what it is doing is voter registrations have dropped in Florida since 2019, the last year preceding the presidential election. So you look at the voter registration the year before presidential election. The last one was 2019. This is 2023. They've gone down. In Georgia, there were 100,000 challenges to voters, 100,000 challenges, virtually all of them African-American, Fulton County, or areas that vote Democratic. 89,000 of the 100,000 were filed by six people, right-wing activists. The other 11,000 came from 12 more right-wing activists, all supported by right-wing groups. All of this could have been barred, but chews up time for voter registration by having clerks have to deal with these spurious challenges, and the courts down there don't sanction these people or put them in jail for lying about these challenges. We go to the lines. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jack?
A couple of things are on my mind right now. The first thing, though, is that I wouldn't say fascism is creeping into Florida on little cat's feet. It's more like it's clomping in on Clydesdale hoof. secondly, there was a bill proposed in the Florida legislature that would ban any political party
that had ever advocated slavery. And, of course, there's only one extant political party that's done that. That's the Democratic Party. So that would make Florida essentially a one-party state. That's sort of like Russia, China, North Korea. You get the picture. I'm wondering what happened to that bill, if it's still in the legislature or if they just gave up on it.
Yeah, I followed that bill, and for the benefit of all the people out there, the Democratic Party advocated slavery in the 1850s. That was when it was the Southern Party, the Slavery Party. The parties have completely flipped. Abraham Lincoln, they started the Republican Party, Ripon, Wisconsin. Abraham Lincoln was an abolitionist. He freed the slaves. He fought a civil war. And the Republican Party, believe it or not, was the Civil Rights Party, the better right party for the rights of African-American people after 1860, right up through Franklin Roosevelt and beyond. Even Dwight Eisenhower in the 50s sent troops down to the South to integrate schools. Democratic presidents that came up, let's take in between Teddy Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson was a Democrat. He resegregated the Federal Service. Teddy Roosevelt, Republican presidents had integrated the Federal Service employees. Woodrow Wilson, a Democrat, even back then, even back in 110 years ago, was a racist. He resegregated it. When Franklin Roosevelt, actually it was Al Smith in 1928 that put together a coalition that elected Franklin Roosevelt in 1932, that was the first time minorities were welcome in the Democratic Party. And then with Truman. And then obviously with Kennedy and so on. And then, but then, even then, there were parallel commitments to civil rights. Eisenhower had a commitment. What happened was Nixon adopted the Southern strategy to get the old right-wing Democrats from the South on his side. And then you fast forward, and you don't, I don't want to go through every president in the last 20 years, 30 years, but you end up with Trump. You end up with the Freedom Caucus. You end up with, so to Jack of Merrimack's question, that bill died. Down there, it didn't have enough votes to get on the floor. They realized that got so criticized. That got so criticized that it died. But the point is they laid a marker down. When you do things like that and everything that they're doing down there in Florida, finding $100,000 in less than a year, civil rights groups that reach out for voter registration, ginning up offenses, submitting the application to the wrong county. Okay, you just say it's the wrong county, put it to the right county. If they were in Bayside, you put it to Ozaukee County, they say, no, you're the street in Bayside that's in Milwaukee County. This is the appearance of the rule of law without the reality. This is what they do in Russia. This is what they do in China. They have elections, they do this and that, but only one guy's on the ballot and the other guy goes to jail. That's what it's like, very, very sad, with this Republican Party. Coming to the end of the show, great callers as always. Stand by for a great show coming up. Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute. Have a great weekend, everybody. Matt Flynn direct. We'll be back same time, same place on Monday. Signing off for today.
We'll stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.